prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
It's Tuesday, and that can only mean that I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, in just a moment for the first hour, Blueprint Power Hour. And then during the second hour, a continuation. You know, we've been doing shows about cancer, more appropriately, cancer cures. They say there's no cure for cancer. I'm calling bull hockey. Our second hour will be Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and his associate, Dr. Angela Poff, and they're going to talk about an over-the-counter ketone supplement that may provide treatment for cancer that is not toxic someday. We have to thank our title sponsor real quick, All-American EFX Sports. Go check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more. Rob Regish, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, man. Glad we got this one in.
Yeah, you know, so our Skype here in the studio just went down. It just something about a database is missing. It was there before, but these are the challenges of technology today. So we had to do a workaround, and Rob is joining us the old-fashioned way on the telephone. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, the knee's coming along, and training's going good. Nicholas Maximus made the Little League All-Star team for the second year in a row.
Wow.
So I'm one proud father. Right.
That's
now.
Exciting. And how's your wrestling is still doing well? Are you still wrestling?
Wrestling is on hold for now.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, but I need to stay off this thing.
Yeah.
Because the more, just the other day I was moving plates around in the gym, loading and unloading, helping people. And even that, you know, I could feel it. But I will say this, Tranquilogen is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
It is one hell of a painkiller due to the curcumin that's in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
We have our first question from Jason Poe. He says, I really like the Blueprint Meteoric Diet. Can I use it with other training programs? I'm on an unrelated note, I use all of your products, but my favorite is Tranquilogen. Here's another guy. I've used Rhodiola from Now, which he means Now Nutrition, but the Rhodiola in TQ is a lot stronger, and it has other benefits too. Pain relief, clean energy, and I find I can cut my Synthogen dose way down and still get great results. What I do is I take one along with 5 Synthogen pre-workout and one with 5 Synthogen post-workout. What do you think about that? Can he use the dietary regimen in the Blueprint Meteoric with other training programs?
Well, the short answer is he can, but it's not going to work nearly as well. And I'll expand on that in a bit. But
yeah, because it's timed, isn't it? Isn't it timed? Don't you have the training timed with the diet?
It's time to work exquisitely with the training program. One feeds the other. So, you know, as an example, lactic acid tolerance training really upregulates the enzyme to store carbohydrates as glycogen synthase. And accordingly, we have that placed in a part of the week where you then begin your carb load right afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. So
it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and then, you know, after that carb load, you are measurably stronger. It's hard to describe, but you get into the gym, you just pick up a 45, and it feels light. So accordingly, our next workout is a heavy one where we take advantage of that strength. But anyway, I had a phone consult with Jason last week, and he is one dedicated hombre. He lives on the other side of the world, too. I think it's
Where's he live?
Singapore. I think it's Singapore.
Oh, wow.
And it was 8 p.m. here, and it was 8 a.m. over there, so it's a good ways away.
Yeah.
But for all its merits, Tranquilogen does get overshadowed by Synthogen and Progenitrex, and part of that, a big part, was my fault. Right? I originally positioned it as a product for use prior to sleep, and that was when Phenibut was the main active.
Right.
Well, we decided to pull that at the last minute. I didn't want anybody with addiction issues. And we substituted Rhodiola. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the ad copy was already written and survived. And I relied too much on my own personal experience with Rhodiola to articulate what it would do, right, for people. There is no doubt Rhodiola is effective. Users feel it, but not always in the way that I did, right? So it relaxes me. In others, it imparts this very clean energy that's entirely different than traditional stims. So you can imagine the rotten eggs that got thrown at
right.
me, you know, when guys took it prior to bed. So, you know, to those guys, I heard you. Lesson learned, loud and clear, I got it. Now, with respect to our Rhodiola versus competitors, he's absolutely right. You know, similar to ECDI, most of the material on the market is Chinese grade. That's devoid of the actual actives in Rhodiola, those being rosovins and salrosides.
Wow.
It's the equivalent of hedge clippings with the other stuff versus what we shell out for the Cadillac. The raws come directly from Russia, and you can feel the difference immediately. So as I explained before, the Meteoric diet, yeah, you can use it with other training programs. It's not going to work as well. It's just completely unique and designed to dovetail with the training.
I just want to mention something real quick, because you said the word addictive qualities of Phenibut. So I gave up coffee because it was causing problems with my gut. But I didn't give up caffeine as I had wanted to. I started to use caffeine anhydrous and the generic energy shots that are supposed to be like five-hour energy. I was buying them at Kroger's. I was doing two and three of them a day. Friday was my last dose of caffeine. Let me tell you something. Caffeine addiction is legit. I took my last dose of caffeine on Friday. Elisa said my personality was changing, and I do believe it.
Wow.
Saturday wasn't so bad. Sunday, I was literally falling asleep sitting up. I'd never fall asleep sitting up. Monday, I had flu-like symptoms. I could not get out of bed. I've never laid in bed until after 9 o'clock on a work day before ever. I couldn't get out of bed. Elisa thought there was something wrong with me. I said, I think it's because of the caffeine. I had been using so much caffeine that I really became very dependent on it. And
what'd
as
you
it
work
was,
up to?
I was probably about 800 combined milligrams a day.
Yeah.
And so I'm off the caffeine. Today's the first day I feel good. So, you know, just a few days later, I actually went to the gym and trained. Muscle soreness expected. If you are addicted to caffeine and you stop it, muscle soreness is one of the most profound symptoms, as well as, ironically, a poor sleep until dopamine regulates back. But if anybody out there is using a lot of caffeine, you may want to think about curtailing it, maybe not the way I did, but curtailing it. Anyway, Seth Spanner, what's your top pick for size and strength from Powder City?
Yeah, well, I've mentioned them on air before. And while they may be a great place to sample nootropics and individual amino acids, you need to be real careful about some of their other products. So let's look at just one example. They've got an ectosterone product. Now, right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm known as the ECDI guy. I sure could have picked a less controversial supplement, because if you peruse the board feedback over decades like I have, what you'll find is it's about a 50-50 split. Half of them love it, the other half thinks it's worthless. And that's largely because the product in question that they're using many times is low-grade junk. Right, it's usually from an inferior source genus. So let me be very clear. A cheap price tag on an ECDI product is a dead giveaway in most instances. Companies can buy it for $200 a kilo or $2,000. So most companies take the easy way out. It still says ECDI on the label. You can get a whopping 10 grams at Powder City for less than $17. Now, on the surface, that's a steal, so a lot of guys get suckered. When you do a little digging, though, you'll discover their ecdi comes from Cyanotis vaga. You might as well encapsulate the anthills in your driveway. They'll work about the same. In the size and strength department, to answer your question, I would pick up either mucuna purines, which is standardized for 98% L-DOPA, and taurine. Mucuna, or red velvet bean, will not only improve your mood, it leads to a modest rise in both test and growth hormone. Taurine raises testosterone, no question about it, right? When Adele over at Supversity calls it legit, you know you have something. So 5 to 6 grams of it a day doubled rat's testosterone levels. And at under $10 for half a kilo, it's about as cost-effective a test booster as you'll find. Not only that, but as a Blueprint Power Hour listener, you can get an additional 10% off their products with the discount code POWDERS10. In all honesty, though, nothing I have ever used compared for size and strength to calories set at 20 times body weight, provided your training is dialed in and you don't overfeed for too long. That goes for anabolics, too, by the way. If anyone thinks they're going to just take hormones, steroids, growth hormone, whatever, and grow, they're going to find out right quick they're wrong. But you take a guy like Seth Spanner, who really has his act together. This guy's a hoss, folks. He's 190 pounds and dips with 150 for reps.
Wow.
You take a guy like that and give him this stuff, you'll get the results you're looking for. So,
not enough can be said about eating. Brooks Cubic talks about it. You know, it's been the mantra for a long time. Supplements is supposed to be what they are called, supplements. You should be eating a lot if you want to grow. Remember that? Remember that eat big to grow big mantra when we were young, when we were, you know, when everybody first got into weightlifting? Eat big to be big. Eat big to grow big. You know, if you're not, and that doesn't mean that tomorrow morning you should go right to 5,000 calories. You got to do it incrementally, slowly, 200-300 calories increase, a daily calorie increase every week as you move forward into that realm. But nothing is going to make you grow like consistently eating a lot of the right foods.
Right, and even creatine, right, top of the heap as far as supplements go. Even creatine, the weight you gain there, maybe 5, in some cases 10 pounds. That's chump change compared to what you can do with 20 rep squats and, you know,
And then eating every 3 hours thereafter, high protein, the right kind of carbs. You know what? I brought some yams to work today. I got a microwave now in the other office. I throw them in there. I mean, you know, I'm eating hard-boiled eggs and yams today because that was the easy thing for me to do. Hard-boiled eggs are portable protein. I love them. But you know what?
You know what?
That's where the magic is, just being consistent with that day in and day out and watch what happens.
Amen, brother. It's the truth.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got a question from Mike Grady when we come back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com and learn a lot, so much that your friends will be asking you for the answers, and you'll be able to give them. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
This is the Blueprint Power Hour, and this is Carl Lenore not on caffeine, man. Do I sound different, Rob?
No, man. You sound like your regular self.
I got to tell you, I was getting way too hyped up before shows, and I think I was stepping on guests, and I was just like, I really felt it. And when Elisa said to me the last Casual Friday, your personality changes when you use that 5-hour energy stuff. And I was using 3 bottles a day on average, so... I was taking 2 bottles right before the show. Not 1, 2.
Wow.
And I was using caffeine anhydrous powder.
Oh, jeez.
I know, I'm a jerk. I know it.
At least switch to a different stimulant.
Nah, I got this is the non-stim Carl. This is me. All right, so Mike Grady says, you're always talking about the importance of stimulating growth in the gym. Seems to me one set to failure type training is the easiest way to do this. And Arthur Jones would agree with you, but I wouldn't necessarily agree. What do you think?
It may be the easiest to use and understand, but the real question should be this. What's best? Multiple studies now have laid this question to rest, okay? Multiple sets that are not taken to failure deliver the same or better results in both size and strength, right? Which isn't to say HIIT doesn't hold any value, right? We use it sparingly in Blueprint, but to rely on it, or any type of training stimulus for that matter, as your primary driver to stimulate muscle growth is a mistake. So let's talk about why. Now, years ago, I trained under Mike Metzer, Mr. Heavy Duty himself. He had taken the whole HIIT, he had taken that HIIT torch from Arthur Jones, right?
Yeah.
And Metzer's star pupil was Dorian Yates. So in 1992, Yates made such a shocking transformation from one Olympia to the next. It boggled the mind. I'll never forget looking at those black and white pictures in Flex magazine. He packed on more lean muscle between those two shows than anyone I've ever seen. The big question being, how did he do it? Now, everybody is taking anabolics at that level, right? So it had to be more than just that. He laid out a pretty solid case that it was Metzer's guidance in HIIT, right? That was the reason. More than that, though, his protocol was a huge slap in the face to most quote-unquote pros routines. The only problem is this. Like all training stimuli, your results diminish the longer, right?
Bingo.
You use it. You know, and while multiple set training with non-failure sets can be confounding because it's much more complex, multiple studies now verify it's at least equal to, if not better than HIIT. Now, one thing's for sure, you won't suffer the adrenal burnout and the psychological anxiety.
Well, and the potential injury. You know, most people don't really have the metabolic machinery to truly take a given muscle completely to failure. Something shuts them down first. You know, a perceived exertion, cardiac shutdown. You know, your heart just says, that's it, I'm done. And it's not pumping as well as it was. Mental fatigue. So many things can keep you from actually taking that muscle to its truest level of failure. Arthur Jones talked about this specifically, that he would have to push Casey Viator. Casey would be done with the set. He said, no, you're not done. You got to keep going. And Casey thought he was trying to kill him.
Right. Well, there's the old story about the Colorado experiment where he allegedly put a gun to Casey's head. So...
You know what you said that is really the best wisdom, and you said it, I'm going to rephrase it. Everything works until it stops working. Brad Schoenfeld has done more research on hypertrophy than anybody that I know. And he came on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about hitting the body parts more frequently by doing a total body routine. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday produce better hypertrophy than the traditional body part split that bodybuilders do, where they hit one body part once a week. But then at the end of the interview, he said, but we really don't know if it was because they changed up. They had never done an entire body routine 3 days in a row. And it could have just been the fact that what they were doing had ceased to work any longer, and giving them something new was what worked.
You know, here's the bottom line. HIIT works, yes, it does, and then it stops working. The real key to HIIT is knowing or understanding, getting a solid understanding in how it can potentiate the multiple set approach and vice versa. Once you have that, you will never look back. So look at it for what it is. It's just another club in your bag, another arrow in your quiver.
Why don't we go ahead and take an early break and come back with a question from Chris May, okay, instead of trying to force it into 2 minutes. How's that sound?
Awesome.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. You can learn about his supplements. You can sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. There's even going to be a podcast there that's specially provided just to his members, right?
Yes, sir.
So there you go. CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
New
from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers your questions. You can send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com. Give him a chance. There's lots of questions that come in. He'll get to it. like Chris May's question. What's Theacream? Sounds way better than drinking another cup of coffee or a monster drink. Any leads on it?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest. I hadn't heard of this stuff before Chris brought it to my attention. It's a good example of what I was talking about last week. A lot of my research right now is being steered, for lack of a better word, by inquisitive Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. You won't read about this stuff in any mainstream news outlet, but you can find scattered bits and pieces to the puzzle in the cobweb corners of the Internet. Such is the case with Theacrin, a.k.a. 1,3,7,9-tetramethyluric acid. And I only mention that because I'm sure the chemical supply houses are going to want that if you're looking for it. It's an alkaloid that's structurally similar to caffeine, okay? And it looks like the early evidence suggests it activates similar signaling pathways. That same evidence also suggests the tolerance doesn't manifest to the same extent as caffeine does, which is obviously its big appeal. Unfortunately, more data corroborating that effect is sparse. The highest known natural levels of this stuff occur in kucha tea, but due to lack of research, we don't know if this is the plant with the highest concentration.
See, and this is where I know it from. I've heard of Theacrine before, but
oh, yeah.
I haven't heard of it as a methylxanthine. I've heard of it as something that relaxes you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to speak to that here in a second because, yeah, I was very intrigued when I found this stuff. It could be, you know, much higher levels occurring in other plants. We just don't know. Now, similar to caffeine, a low dose has sedative properties.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you will find kucha tea marketed for just that purpose.
Now, I didn't even know caffeine low doses had a sedative effect. Obviously, I wasn't using it low doses.
Right. 800 milligrams a day.
Yeah.
Up, brother. Yeah. Higher doses, of course, have found to be stimulatory. But it's not known at what level, you know, it peaks or, of course, how much is too much. Now, it's worth reminding yourself that too much caffeine can kill you. All right. So please don't be the first to find out. But even before getting there, it's a safe bet you'll run into the overstimulation that too much caffeine can bring. And that's not only dangerous, it hurts your performance in the gym. One final note. A lot of people have this stuff confused with theanine, the calming amino acid in green tea, including some of the labs that I spoke to that are supplying it or thought they were. The bottom line is it's too new to make a call. So for now, I would much rather stick to something like yerba mate, kola nut, or guarana, right, for my natural caffeine. And in yerba mate, at least, you're getting mixed methylxanthines, which is, in my book, far superior to just one, that being caffeine.
John Shepherd says, when running the five-day famine phase, can I expect my strength to drop momentarily during that week as I prepare to move into the feast phase? This will be my first attempt at the famine. I should have given this a shot a long time ago as I picked up your book back in 2013. I am a classic procrastinator. The reason I ask is I'm going to be running Simulov Junior. Smolov Junior for bench following my famine phase, and I am just wondering what to expect. What's Smolov Junior, by the way?
Smolov is a Soviet peaking technique for powerlifting that is just insanely high amounts of volume.
Okay.
Right. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But the short answer to your question is yes. You know, are you going to lose some size and strength during famine? But it's temporary, and doing so sets you up for a huge rebound where there is an explosive size and strength window that is opened up. Now, more importantly, we understand how to enlarge and prolong that window You know, how? By manipulating certain training and diet variables. And that's not just marketing, okay? The aforementioned HIIT approach rotated with very precise and measured loading patterns is one such example, right? Protein and caloric cycling that just amplifies the effects. And the more savvy you are in introducing these little twists, the longer you can extend that window. And I can unequivocally state this. The chances of figuring out how to do that on your own are minuscule. In fact, you can do a lot of damage just doing famine wrong, right? As in rhabdo-type damage. So for the uninitiated, that means a possible kidney shutdown or worse, all right? No kidding. The short bursts in training frequency, deloads, and dietary machinations, they also open up another window, this one for supplements. And specifically, I'm thinking adaptogens. The blueprint was originally written as an ECDI, optimal use protocol, but it lends itself particularly well to other areas as well, like intra-workout. But think about it for a second with respect to adaptogens. They work by allowing your body to adapt to a certain environmental stressor, which is to say you will not only deal with it better, but you can use it to slap on a lot of muscle. But with no stress to adapt to, it logically follows that adaptogens perform suboptimally. You know, that's in yet another reason why you see feedback on ECDI being subpar, right, in at least 50% of the cases. I will also say this. Once you see what applying these principles can do for you, you will never look back. I have so many testimonials, I don't know what to do with them all. There's a bit of them in the About Coach Rob Regish on my website. I'm going to give you just one example. Matt Ehrman, he's the listener. He's a big fan of SHR. He was, to say the least, advanced when he picked up 2.0 and 3.0. I'm going to quote him directly. He says, "Everything you've heard is true. I started reading it and never heard some of the things he was talking about. When I first started, I was squatting 380 for 5 and was struggling to do it. His fourth workout, he hit 415 for 4. His sixth workout, he hit 445 for 6. Right, this is, he's saying here, this is no misprint. My squat has gone up 65 pounds in 4 weeks. If you price this at 10 times what it is now, it would still be a bargain, okay? And for all the doubters, and there are plenty more like him, he's on Facebook as Metin, M-E-T-I-N, dot Ehrman, E-R-M-A-N, and the number 9. He posts as Matter 203 on bodybuilding.com and Matter 2003 on the Blueprint Collective. Don't take my word for it. You know, ask him. And right now, today, you can get both 2.0 and 3.0 for free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin.
Man.
And wow, you know. Yeah.
Doesn't get any better than that. Come on.
No. Yeah. And I'm obviously shilling like a villain here.
Yeah.
But nothing else will get you gaining like this. And that goes for supplements, too, including mine. So
this one comes from Sean Haynes. He says, "Hey, Rob, I appreciate all you do in the Blueprint Bulletin. Here's one for you that you may want to look into because I can't make practical sense of it on my own. What I mean is the article indicates that it's available over the counter, but I can't find it." And what he's talking about is clomiphene citrate and an article that Adele Moussa did on clomiphene citrate raising testosterone. So you want to speak to this? I mean, it is available technically over the counter. It's just a research chemical, right?
Right, right. Yeah, Clomid, for just for perspective, it's an anti-estrogen. It's the anti-estrogen of choice for improving recovery, right, of your natural test production.
It's actually the original CERM. Just for the record, it's the original selective estrogen receptor modulator. It has two different forms in one pill. And in some tissue, it blocks estrogen. In some tissue, it acts like estrogen. And the research was 10 years ago that it raises testosterone in men. In fact, bodybuilders use it to come off of cycles.
Yeah, yeah. Fun facts, okay, on Clomid. These aren't generally known, but it's estrogenic in bone tissue, and it has a favorable effect on your blood lipids, mm-hmm. right, your cholesterol, mm-hmm. both of which are obviously desirable because God knows, you know, if you're on orals, your blood lipids are usually screwed up bad coming off androgens. The question here, though, seems to be, right, is Clomid available over the counter? Well,
wink.
It shouldn't be, but fortunately for us, listeners have some options. A fair number of guys have their girlfriends pick it up or get a script after a checkup at Planned Parenthood. They just go in and say they're having a hard time getting pregnant and need help. I know for a fact it works in New York and Connecticut. I can't say it'll work maybe in other states, but there is some luck involved, but it's worth a shot because then it's covered by insurance and it's cheap as hell. Otherwise, as you said, if you want to go the easier and direct route, Hardcore Peptides.
Yeah, they've got a 60, yeah. a 30, and a 60 milliliter bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, they offer it as a research chemical, not for human use.
No, for you and your dog to use, yeah.
Exactly.
Your dog is having trouble getting pregnant and you want to help.
Right. I have a female rat who's having the same issues. So, you know.
Maybe she's just doing it wrong, Rob.
Hey, well, I don't know. I'll ask Jeff if she can check him out.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's very reasonably priced, too. Under $30, and you'll get, right, I think you get 30% off that with the SHR30 discount code.
Yeah, that's right.
So, by all accounts, it's legit, as is the rest of their research chemicals. If you do take the plunge, please do keep us updated, Sean, on your
And
research.
Keep in mind, the research on clomiphene citrate goes back 10 years. In fact, it's actually an oral substitute for HCG.
Wow.
For men and women. As you point out, it's used for fertility, but it also has been used with older men in raising their testosterone levels. So this is nothing new. It does work. I will tell you one thing. In high doses, it can make you very moody. Some men even say they get emotional. But I'm talking about high doses. Like, if you're coming off of a cycle, the way you use it usually is 100 milligrams a day for 3 or 4 days, 50 milligrams a day for 3 or 4 days, and then you drop to 25 milligrams a day for weeks until you test and your testosterone levels are back to normal. Those 100 milligram days, I have been told guys get emotional. They don't understand why they're, like, depressed, and it could
crying.
Be the clomiphene. Yeah. So just be aware. But the same thing happens with high doses of HCG, just for the record. All right, look, let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have the blueprint tip of the day. Go to CoachRobRegish.com now. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince. since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Tomorrow never comes until it's
the discussion continues about cancer cures in the next hour. People like to say, oh, we're fighting to find the cure for cancer. There is a cure for cancer. It happens to be the ketogenic diet and ketone supplements. We talked to Andrew Scarborough late last week. Was it late last week? Yes. About how he cured his own brain cancer. So, please, if you know someone who has cancer, if you've had cancer, if you're concerned about cancer, understand that cancer is a metabolic disease and it's in your control to avoid it or reverse it. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day. Rob, take it away.
You know, I think it was a week ago, I implored listeners to give back to the sport in some way, however small a gesture it may be. It could be something as small as showing a guy, right, with elbow problems to how to use a pronated grip, right, or offering a word of encouragement to a younger guy that you see that's working hard. You simply can't underestimate, right, the power of an advanced man taking time out of his day to give credit where credit is due. You know, it could make a huge difference. I mean, it could be the difference between, you know, that kid making gains, continuing to go to the gym, go through the motions, or, God forbid, he quits altogether. I saw it again in my gym this week, and this kid lit up when I approached him. He was working hard on seated cable rows, right? So I told him so. I acknowledged it. And that opening allowed me to ask him, right, what his goals were. And he was, you know, very receptive to the suggestions that I gave him. So it goes like this. If you see someone working hard who's open to such things, give him a little bit of your hard-won knowledge and maybe some inspiration, because it is a powerful prescription. Now, speaking of my gym, this gym is a dying breed. It's truly a hardcore gym. And gyms like this are struggling to make it, right, in a world of planet mediocrities and other chain gyms. So let me be very clear. These quote-unquote gyms, and I use that term loosely, are a cancer which has spread to every corner of our country. You know, and I looked at the wish list on the bulletin board in our gym the other day, and I noticed someone wanted a reverse hyper. I also noticed their power rack was old. It's certainly not the best model, and it had those J-hooks from hell. Just getting the bar in and out of the hooks wasted a ton of energy on squats, bench presses, etc. So I decided to do something about it. I had a home-built reverse hyper. Me and my dad built it about 10, 12 years ago. I've got a great power rack. I had weight releasers and an ab bench just sitting in an old barn 40 miles away doing a whole bunch of nothing. They weren't helping anybody. So I brought all of it to my gym recently, plus some bands, right, which I noticed they didn't have. They do have a hell of a set of chains, though. At first, the members didn't know what the reverse hyper was or how it worked. But after a little instruction, they found out just how intense and effective it is. You know, that thing holds around 600 pounds, plus multiple bands for even more tension. And as I tried to explain it, the big benefit is this. You know, they could all strengthen their posterior chain, which is to say their glutes, hams, and lower back, without any vertical compression of the spine. You know, if I had that thing when I was younger, I may not have hurt my back. I'm not even asking for any money. All I asked for was a simple written agreement that if I ever leave, I reserve the right to take them with me. That's it.
That seems fair.
Yeah. I mean, in the meantime, I sleep well knowing more and more guys are using that equipment to get stronger, healthier, and with less risk of injury. You know, it also helps attract new members because, let's face it, how many gyms these days have a reverse hyper, right, or a properly designed ab bench, chains, bands, chalk, and weight releasers? You are lucky. You are a lucky man or woman if you find that in your neck of the woods.
How about chalk? Most gyms don't even want to let you in with chalk, and forget about if you go to Planet Fitness, they actually have signs up now that say no more than 345-pound plates on a side of a bar. I mean, think about that. So you can't deadlift more than 315 pounds, or you can. I found the workaround. You stagger 35s and 45s. And what are they going to say? I only got 345s. The rest of them are 35s. What the hell?
The deadlift is banned in the one around me. Big sign, no deadlifts. Yeah.
but eat, you know, but come for pizza and stay for donuts.
Pizza and Tootsie Rolls, brother. Yeah. You know, the war on testosterone has crept into the most sacred of places, right? The gyms we train in. So if you don't train in a good place right now, find one. Or, you know, start a garage gym. If you do find one, pay extra, right? More than $10 a month,
right?
To help these places survive,
yeah.
And do your best to encourage other people to join too, because at some point, you and I are going to check out, and what you give back defines your legacy. Not how big and strong or impressive you were; it's how many big, strong, and impressive trainees you passed it on to, and they in turn will pass it on to the next generation. Think long and hard about that after you log off today, because it matters.
Yeah. Look at the people that contributed to us. Look at the fathers of physical culture that contributed to us.
Yeah,
I mean, we're doing things today that people like Bernard McFadden first started talking about and teaching, that people like Eugene Sandow I mean, you know, it's amazing, and we need to keep passing that baton. Good advice. Very, very good advice.
Just one final note. The guy that broke me and took me under his wing, I saw him in the checkout line of a grocery store recently. And, you know, it's a good example right there. He changed my life.
Did you say anything to him?
I did. I thank him every time I see him.
Oh, so you see him frequently. Okay.
Yeah. I played baseball with him in college, but he was a power lifter. He was the guy, you know, the squat rack example where he squatted 315 for 10 after the football players told him you're going to have to unload it yourself. You know, just a class guy who was willing to share everything he knew with me. And I can confidently state I would not be here on the Blueprint Power Hour or doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for Eddie.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Being Eddie.
Being Eddie. That's what you should have a shirt, you know, because they have those shirts for Alcoholics Anonymous that say, I'm a friend of Bill W.
Right.
You should have a shirt made that says, Being Eddie.
And only
insiders will know what it means.
Be like Eddie.
Yeah. I like Being Eddie better. I like it.
Being
Eddie.
All right.
All right. So, look, that is the Blueprint Power Hour. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com and show some love. Buy something, read something. And pass something along. Rob, we'll see you next week, and hopefully Skype will be working by then.
I can't wait, brother. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about something very serious, and that is cancer and a potential therapy for cancer. It's actually available over the counter. That's right. Stay tuned.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So I've been building up to this interview. Last week we had Andrew Scarborough on, the man who cured his own brain cancer using a ketogenic diet and an over-the-counter ketone salt product, actually. And then we replayed the interviews with Dr. Seyfried and Dr. Bizzetti on Monday in anticipation of this particular show today, talking about the possibility of a novel ketone supplement that would enhance non-toxic cancer therapy. We're being joined by returning guest Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. How you doing, Dom?
Good, Carl. Thanks for having me.
And, of course, your colleague, Dr. Angela Poff. How are you, Dr. Poff?
Great, Carl.
Okay, so you've been working in this area for a long time, and one of the unique things that you do is you also bring hyperbaric chamber therapy into the equation as well. Talk about this study. What questions were you trying to answer in this study? And then we'll talk about the design of it.
Okay. Well, this study was part of Dr. Angela Poff's PhD dissertation, actually. And she came into the lab about 4 or 5 years ago. And we ran a study. The initial study was looking at the effects of the ketogenic diet and hyperbaric oxygen, which we have, you know, I talked about and we have published. And we wanted to further augment the therapeutic effects of this non-toxic approach. And we thought that enhancing the ketogenic diet with a ketone supplement would be a way to do that. And we see that with a ketone supplement, we could further increase ketone levels, which we showed were therapeutic, and we can also lower the blood glucose levels. And we know that from previous work from Tom Seyfried and Adrienne Scheck from Barrow Neurological Institute, they've demonstrated that the ketogenic diet was therapeutic. So what we're doing is just further augmenting the effect of the ketogenic diet by pushing up the ketone levels higher, getting blood glucose lower, and administering hyperbaric oxygen therapy 3 times a week.
But now, I'll pose this question to Dr. Poff. The real challenge with the ketogenic diet is that getting people into a state of therapeutic ketosis using just the diet alone presents some challenges with their own metabolism, but also with compliance, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And so as a result, the supplement would be something that would be very valuable, right?
Absolutely. The ketogenic diet, a lot of people, you know, follow it as a lifestyle and are able to do that and enjoy doing that. Some people find it more difficult, and that's understandable. And even some people who are following it very strictly can find it difficult to get into a good range of therapeutic ketosis to really get their blood ketones elevated. So that what makes these ketone supplements so beneficial. It's a way to augment the therapeutic levels of ketosis that you could induce with the ketogenic diet, or potentially provide an alternate method of elevating blood ketones for someone that either doesn't want to or isn't able to consume a ketogenic diet.
Okay, so Dr. D'Agostino, what did you do? You had rodents, right, in this particular study?
Yes.
So describe the study. What did you do?
Okay, the rodent model we used was the VMN3 model of metastatic cancer, and it has, I won't go into it, but it has what we feel is the most representative form of advanced metastatic cancer that's out there. And the cancer cells themselves were derived from a brain tumor that is very pathologically very similar to glioblastoma, which is, you know, aggressive brain tumor.
Right.
These cells they glow, so they're transfected with a gene that produces a fluorescent product. So when they're implanted in the animal, they spread into different organs and even brain, and we can track the growth of the tumors with bioluminescence over time. And about 3 to 4 weeks after implanting the tumor cells, the animals will succumb to the tumor burden because the tumor cells grow so fast. So what we did, we mixed up the ketogenic diet, and we used the same ketogenic diet we used before, but we added ketone supplementation to it. So it would be more potent in regards to elevating ketones and also keeping blood glucose low or normal, tilt to low. And the diet was administered ad libitum, so the calories were not restricted. But what we find is that when an animal is eating a ketogenic diet with ketone supplementation, they kind of auto-regulate their food consumption to decrease it a little bit. So their body weight generally will run at about 10% below normal. And essentially, they're not overeating. So you take an animal and you put it in, you know, a cage with an ad libitum high-carbohydrate diet, they tend to overeat.
Mm-hmm.
It's my feeling. So when you put them on a ketogenic diet, it actually restores their health. We see that there's a lot of studies out there showing the benefits of calorie restriction, where they put animals on a, you know, 20% restriction. I think that's actually just restoring their normal health, because an animal would otherwise, you know, have to forage for their food. And
right.
A normal situation is not to have an ad libitum diet and also to be confined to a cage where you can't really exercise.
Right.
So now what's interesting about the ketogenic diet is that they tend to get the benefits of calorie restriction independent of the calorie restriction. So they have ad libitum access to the food. So that was the case in our study, and we followed the same hyperbaric protocol, which was 2.5 atmospheres of oxygen for 90 minutes, 3 times a week. So it was relatively simple study design based on the work that we had done previously and the diet that we had done previously. But we used a ketone supplement that was a salt, an ester of the ketone bodies, acetoacetate. And what we find is that when you consume this particular ketone supplement, you get an elevation of both beta-hydroxybutyrate and acetoacetate in approximately a 1-to-1 ratio. And it was this ketone ester was something that Patrick Arnold developed
right.
or synthesized for me. And we kind of came up with the synthesis together, and he went and was able to formulate it for me. And we had used it previously in work looking at CNS oxygen toxicity seizures and published on that. And we also published a cancer paper just exclusively using the ketone ester.
Now,
so this combines it together.
I wanted to ask you a question. So Patrick Arnold has some available over-the-counter ketone products that are designed for performance and nutritional supplementation. They're not designed for cancer therapy, but nonetheless, these are ketone supplements that are bonded to salts and potassiums. Do they develop those same ratios you just spoke of, the 1-to-1 ratio between the ketones and what was the other thing, acetate?
Acetoacetate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not sure. The difference between many other ketone products out there is that you don't, the ketone ester, one of the things about it is that it can elevate acetoacetate, which is when we use a keto stick and we test for urine ketones. That's actually what we're measuring, acetylacetate. Previous work and our work has shown that elevating acetylacetate correlates to seizure control. So whereas you could elevate beta-hydroxybutyrate and it doesn't necessarily, you know, translate to seizure control. Now, the ketone salts, just experimenting on myself, you also find an elevation of acetylacetate.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've done quite a bit of work on that. We haven't reproduced the oxygen toxicity work that we did with the ester, because that was an extensive amount of work, but we're setting up to do that. And we've also done chronic feeding studies. We have a lot of work that we've recently completed that we're going to publish pretty soon.
This is really an exciting time, isn't it, for you? I mean,
it's all
happening
exciting.
At once. What I'd like to do is take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to have Dr. Poff talk about what the results were in these rodents that were given a therapeutic ketogenic diet, as well as the supplement and the hyperbaric chamber. This is really exciting stuff. For those of you out there who are interested in cancer research, or you know someone who's had cancer, or you yourself have had cancer, or you're facing it now, you know, this is something that is not discussed, in my humble opinion, near enough by the mainstream. And I don't want to go out on a limb and say anything outlandish, but I really think that the ketogenic diet holds the key to whatever we think a therapeutic cure for cancer that doesn't destroy the body at the same time could potentially be. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Very important topic. We're talking about a novel new supplement that could enhance non-toxic cancer therapy. And that's the key, non-toxic. I've said it for 10 years now. November of this year will be my 10-year anniversary. I've said treating cancer with chemotherapy is tantamount to burning down the house to get rid of a stain on the carpet. There has to be better ways, and find people like Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Dr. Angela Poff are working on these ways. So, Dr. Poff, what happened when you gave the little rats the supplement on top of the nutritional ketogenic therapy as well as the hyperbaric chamber therapy?
Sure. Well, you know, we looked at a number of different things in the animals. So we performed what's called a survival study, which is essentially where you have a group of control animals that are eating the standard diet, which is a high carbohydrate rodent chow, and that's what they normally live on. And then we had a couple of different groups of treated animals, some of them being treated with the individual therapies, so the ketogenic diet by itself. We had previously published on the ketone ester supplement by itself. We've done hyperbaric oxygen by itself. And then we've looked at a couple combinations. And in this paper, the big therapy is that multi-combination of the ketogenic diet, the ketone ester, and hyperbaric oxygen. And so the biggest thing is really survival time. So how long do these animals live after they receive the cancer cells and start forming tumors? And what we see is that individually, each of these therapies can extend survival time by a certain percentage, but that kind of pales in comparison to the combination therapy. So ketogenic diet by itself, in this model, increased survival time by about 45%. The ester, about 69%. Hyperbaric oxygen doesn't really have a significant effect on its own in this model. But when we combine all of them, those animals lived twice as long, so 103% longer. And it's important to remember that this is, as Dr. D'Agostino was saying previously, is an extremely aggressive cancer model that really does mimic kind of what I would consider the worst-case scenario, so systemic metastatic spread throughout the body of a very aggressive cancer. So to get a therapeutic response to that degree in such an aggressive model is really, really pretty phenomenal. And that was further exemplified by, we did a kind of companion study that was also included in this publication, where at 21 days after the animals had received the cancer cells, we actually euthanized the animals and took out their organs so we can look specifically at how much cancer is in each of these organs. And what we saw is that the animals that were eating this high carbohydrate diet, pretty much all of the organs that we were looking at, like liver, brain, lungs, kidneys, spleen were just lit up with tumors. Tumors were all over. And the animals that were receiving the combination therapy pretty much had little or no metastatic spread at that point. And so then we did a little bit of other work looking at the cancer cells, so doing experiments on the cells themselves, measuring how quickly they're dividing. So that would be indicative of how, you know, how
aggressive,
fast the tumor could
yeah,
grow.
How aggressive it is, right.
Yeah. And viability, so seeing what our treatments do to the cells, whether they're going to live or die, and our treatments individually, but to a much greater extent when combined, decrease both of those measures, which is something you really want in a cancer therapy. And really the last thing, or actually there was one more thing that we did in the animals. We took out pieces of their liver that had tumors, and we saw that the blood, there were much less blood vessels inside those tumors.
Huh.
And it's important because in order for a tumor to grow past a certain size, it has to make new blood vessels
right.
to carry nutrients and things to that tumor. So it's something we call angiogenesis, so
right.
the formation of new blood vessels. And so this therapy really, really limited the tumor's ability to grow those new blood vessels, which is a critical obstacle for the tumor's growth.
Did it do that by down-regulating specific growth factors like VEGF and stuff like that, or do you think it does it?
It probably did. We didn't measure that in those tumors, but I would be surprised if it didn't. I know that's been reported by Dr. Scheck has shown that in her animals with the ketogenic diet ad libitum. Dr. Seafried with the ketogenic diet and calorie restricted have both shown decreases in VEGF production and other angiogenic factors. So I'm pretty sure that's probably what it was working on, but we didn't measure those directly in this study.
Okay.
And then.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say kind of the last set of data that we included in this publication was looking at reactive oxygen species production in the cancer cells. And so reactive oxygen species can be extremely damaging to cancer cells. They're very sensitive to a much greater extent than our healthy tissue, actually. And what we found was that the hyperbaric oxygen, especially, was the major component of our therapies that really caused these cancer cells to make a lot of reactive oxygen species, and that's probably another mechanism by which these therapies are killing these cells.
Now for the neophyte like me, when we talk about reactive oxygen species, what we're really talking about is oxidative stress. Oxidative stress
yeah.
is actually good to kill cancer, and that's where mm-hmm. the whole yin-yang thing comes in with people who are taking high doses of antioxidants, that it may not be the best thing if you're concerned about cancer, because there's that you want a healthy oxidative stress level in the body. You don't want to suppress it completely because it plays a role in suppressing cancer cells, right?
It's really kind of a double-edged sword for cancer. So cancer cells are very susceptible with, if you can induce a lot of oxidative stress in them, they can die. But having an elevation of reactive oxygen species and oxidative stress to a certain extent actually benefits the tumor as well.
Oh.
So there's actually a lot of people looking at different methods, kind of tipping the scale of oxidative stress in tumors to either direction can be beneficial. So some antioxidant, you know, methods, it helps slow down. This oxidative stress can promote cell division and cell growth and keep those cells kind of growing quickly. But you go a little too far over the line and then it'll kill the cell. So people are investigating both ways, and it's kind of difficult to say right now what's going to be the better method. But both have had success to a certain extent.
Yeah, this is an area of pretty intense debate, and I think
mm-hmm.
my stance is that antioxidants may be good for prevention in time, but during treatment, especially if you're using some kind of modality that augments reactive oxygen species in the cancer cells, if you're saturating your body with antioxidants, you may be preventing that therapy from working. So that's important to understand.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dr. D'Agostino, I'm not a scientist, and you know me. I'm far from a scientist. I talk on the radio. But am I being naive to be excited about this research as I am? I mean, I know that, you two are scientists, and in scientific discourse, you don't get too excited about things. You state facts only. You don't try to become too emotionally connected to the research. You have to be objective, blah, blah, blah. But I'm very excited about this. I feel like, and these are my words, not yours, I feel like, we're always talking about, we need to find a cure for cancer. We need to find a cure for cancer. And while I understand that in some situations, ketogenic diets, hyperbaric therapy, and and ketone supplements may not save a life, and that's because you're not removing the insult that's causing the cancer. If we look at Dr. Seyfried's work, you need to remove the insult that's causing the cancer while applying the therapy to rid the body of the cancer that's already manifested. But am I naive to be as excited about your work as I am, or should I be going, this is a nice piece of the puzzle, let's move on?
I don't know if naive is the right word. I think, we're very excited about it, and, we have to restrain ourselves because we don't want to promote this as the end-all, be-all and promote, like, false hope. But we know what we see. I know what the feedback from patients that are implementing this or variations of this therapy is very promising to me. It's important to recognize, though, that there are cancers that respond pretty remarkably well to chemotherapy that's out there. And I would put that the blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, testicular cancer. I personally fear you'd be like almost crazy not to use chemotherapy for those types of cancers. Although you may want to use a non-toxic approach and see how you respond before considering. So I think that's what the doctors really need to really consider. If they just tell the patients, hopefully, once we get more data and some pilot trials out there, to make this a therapeutic option for the patients. If we want to match up this to a particular tumor type, I think any tumor that's really hot on a PET scan, we know is consuming massive amounts of glucose,
right,
has that Warburg phenotype, we think would be responsive to this kind of therapy. And that would include, of course, brain tumor, especially glioblastoma, advanced metastatic cancer. And what are the options in those two cases? There's really not many options. There's not an option for advanced metastatic cancer, and the options for glioblastoma are not very good. There's temozolomide and radiation, and the work by Adrienne Scheck is really promising, showing that, she can enhance the standard of care and make it less toxic.
Yeah, by adding in the dual therapy of the ketogenic diet. I know we did that.
Yeah.
We actually did a show with her. And quite frankly, the blood-brain barrier is really good at keeping chemo out of the brain, number one. And in some instances, yeah, I've heard this more than once, that ionizing radiation may actually make the cancer more aggressive and larger in the brain. So it seems to me that therapeutic ketosis should absolutely be one part of... I've got lots of questions. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of this discussion. We're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Dr. Angela Poff. We're talking about... Towards the end of the show, we're going to, for those of you who don't know what a ketogenic diet is, we actually did a show on it. We'll do just a little quick couple-minute roundup on that as well. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, I'm looking at a body of work that we've done over the past 10 years as it relates to cancer. And especially the ketogenic diet. You were mentioning Dr. Adrian Scheck. We had Dr. Scheck on back in December of 2012, it looks like. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the thing that I get frustrated about is that all these organizations out there, no one's paying attention to this. At least that's the way I feel. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are paying attention and they're just slow to move on it. But I feel like there's so many things that could be happening for people if more people knew. I just lost. So Facebook is an amazing phenomenon. You reconnect with people from your youth that you haven't thought about or you haven't spoken to in decades. I'm 57 years old. I just reconnected with part of my family that I haven't spoken to or been in touch with since I left New York in my early 20s. I just found out I connected too late. My cousin Johnny Boy just died 2 days before my birthday from lung cancer. And so, you know, I mean, cancer is everywhere. Cancer has touched everybody we know. It's like there is good information out there about therapeutic ketosis and now ketone supplements. I just feel like there's not enough talk about this. I maybe it's just me. Dr. D'Agostino. Does the ketogenic diet, and this is something I'm sure you are concerned about because you're big, strong guy, you bodybuild, you power lift. Does the ketogenic diet shut down growth factors in general, IGF-1 and stuff like that, or is it very specific on what growth factors it affects?
You know, we haven't studied that specifically in skeletal muscle. We do know that the ketogenic diet shuts down growth signals that drive the growth and spread of cancer. So we know that. And I think it's going to be sort of like a tissue-specific effect.
I mean, just from your own – look, you've been on a ketogenic diet for how long now?
About 6 years now.
I mean, and you've still acquired a lot of muscle, right?
Actually, you know, I've lost weight over the years, and that's just because, you know, I went from eating like 6 or 8 meals a day to like 2.
Yeah.
But I'd have to say even, you know, at a body weight of 225, I've been able to lift, I still deadlift 700 at that. And I think I'm able to do that because ketones have a pretty profound protein sparing effect, anti-catabolic effect. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, as you get older, you kind of know your body and you know how much, you know, training you could do. I feel the ketogenic diet allows me to reduce my meal frequency. So if I'm eating a high carbohydrate diet and I'm eating like 2 meals a day, those times between meals, I'm going to be hypoglycemic. Right. And that hypoglycemia is not going to be counteracted by an elevation of ketones, which are protein sparing. And those intermittent bouts of hypoglycemia, if you're not in ketosis, can be very catabolic, right? I mean, it can actually cause your body to release stress hormones. You get kind of like a rebound effect. Your body senses it's in a stress response. When you're on a ketogenic diet, I didn't eat breakfast this morning. I'm going to jump on a boat and go diving, and I'll probably not eat for about 20 hours, and I'll be in a state of ketosis, and I'm not worried that my body's catabolizing muscle, because my ketones will be elevated and I won't be hungry. And that's an indication that my body is not in a stress response. You know, if you're not having those cravings, obviously that's not optimal for building growing muscle. But the point is that you could reduce meal frequency. And I think the ketogenic diet is great for just promoting and maintaining a body composition, that's beneficial. That's kind of associated with
longevity and health.
And your power ratio. If you're playing a sport or something, you can preserve your strength and performance at less of a body weight, and be able to preserve your muscle and your performance while reducing your body weight at the same time. Because you don't want to, you know, no one wants to carry around extra weight in the form of fat, and there's a lot of athletes that listen to your show. And
right.
I think the best way, if they want to prepare for a competition to meet a particular weight goal or body weight goal, if they have to sneak into a weight category, the best way to do that, from my opinion, from studying this and looking at the literature and in my own experience, is to use a low-carbohydrate ketogenic diet. And whether you have to be ketosis or not ketosis is a subject of debate, and we're kind of studying that. But
right.
I think being in a state of ketosis and having your blood ketones elevated gives you an edge. And it gives you an edge as far as performance and also by preserving lean body mass. I think it's an anti-catabolic kind of insurance.
Dr. Poff, when we were going into the break earlier, Dr. D'Agostino said, you know, for certain cancers like blood cancers, lymphomas, you know, you would be foolish to not allow the rescue effect of chemotherapy. And I'm not negating what he's saying, but I'm just curious, would therapeutic ketosis work on those types of cancers? Would a ketone supplement and combination hyperbaric therapy work on those types of cancers as well?
I think that it's likely. The biggest point, and Dr. D'Agostino already made this, was if a cancer is PET positive, so if it's showing substantial amounts of glucose uptake, that's pretty indicative of its requirement and kind of glucose addiction. And
right.
so going into therapeutic ketosis for any cancer that satisfies those qualifications, which is the vast majority of cancers, would probably receive a therapeutic benefit. The problem is right now we just don't have the human data really available to us to support, you know, those kind of recommendations. You were lamenting earlier about it feels like, you know, this idea hasn't gotten the attention that it deserves and people aren't aware of it or talking about it. And I think that it certainly needs to be getting more attention. But over the past few years that I've been in the field, I've seen an exponential growth in the amount of attention that it is getting, and which is exciting. you know, from our standpoint. And then also we see that now there are several human clinical trials either ongoing or recruiting for using the ketogenic diet as an adjuvant therapy to standard of care, which realistically is probably going to be the way that it has to go in order to get, you know, this kind of therapy into the clinic. And then eventually we might see that there are types of cancers that this should or could eventually become, you know, a frontline treatment for. But we won't know that till we have the human data. But I feel like we're on the way. People are finally taking interest, and those studies are ongoing. But I think it's possible we have to see the human data, you know, before we can really know for sure, and before we know the place that these therapies are really going to play in the clinic. Is it going to be a standalone treatment for certain types of cancers in certain situations, or maybe certain stage of cancer? Or is it going to be purely an adjuvant type therapy? Or maybe there are cancers that wouldn't respond that much if it's not, you know, very PET positive. But I think we're on the way. We're starting to find out more of those, and when these clinical trials get the results, and we'll have a better understanding of the place of therapeutic ketosis as a cancer therapy.
Well, but what's even more exciting that we're not talking about, you know, it's kind of like the donut hole. You know what I mean? It's like we're eating around the donut hole here. Is that, and obviously Dr. Seyfried discusses this in his book and on the interview that we did, but you know, the diet today is causing the cancer. And if people would understand mm-hmm. that a diet could be therapeutic for cancer, then the question has to be, well, what if I never want to get cancer? How should I be eating?
Sure.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I just invited a scientist on the show that is showing that the, you know, beta amyloid plaque is upregulated in insulin resistant brains. And, you know, here we come again with the whole insulin resistance and the high carbohydrate diet and elevated blood sugar. And it's the world problem today. And, you know, my frustration is we could be doing things to prevent cancers. You know, I heard an ad this morning on the radio on the way into the studio, you know, get your, you know, colon screening, colonoscopy. It can prevent cancer, they said. And I'm thinking, no, it can't prevent cancer. It could detect it early and maybe prevent mm-hmm. a change the outcome. But it's not preventative. You want to prevent cancer? Eat differently. Eat differently.
Sure. I agree, and you know, we have a good amount of epidemiological evidence that really shows a pretty strong link between especially sugar consumption, high glycemic index diets, and increased risk of developing a large number of different cancers. And what's the best way to, you know, reduce your hyperglycemia? It's going to be following a diet like a ketogenic diet. So I think in my mind it's pretty clear that that following this type of diet would dramatically decrease your chances of getting especially certain types of cancer, but it's just not something that people have really done the research on, the preventative side of things.
But you know what, look, with all due respect to science and the process, you know, I am a big believer in critical thinking, and I say when critical thinking challenges what we know to be the scientific process, go with critical thinking. And this is something, you know, we hear about the FDA fast-tracking this drug, the FDA fast-tracking this vaccine. You know, we need to fast-track this information. This should be on Good Morning America and everything mm-hmm. else that this diet is having amazing effects in cancer therapy. And what does that say about the diet? And guess what? And these are my words. We have a cure for cancer. Eat differently. Eat differently. Eat differently. I mean, there's the cure for cancer. We don't have to wear pink ribbons. We don't have to patronize certain restaurants. Eat differently. That's the answer. But I'm for all getting the information out there while science catches up on this particular matter. That's how I feel. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do a real quick primer for those who've never heard about the ketogenic diet before. We're going to make it real fast and easy for you. Stay tuned.
Cause heaven ain't close in a place like this. I said heaven ain't close. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hello?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Dr. Angela Poff from the University of Southern Florida at Tampa about the ketogenic diet plus ketone supplement plus hyperbaric chamber therapy as a non-toxic therapy for cancer treatment. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. Okay, so real quick, let's Dr. D'Agostino, you and I have actually done an entire show about this. But let's just kind of give the Reader's Digest version to somebody who's never heard of the ketogenic diet and they are like, what the heck are they talking about? Want to give the ratios of fat to protein and carbs and how a person would have to achieve that?
Carl, you know, Dr. D'Agostino actually texted me. He lost the call. Could you add him back in real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Let's play
a
little music. No, it's okay. Let's play some music. Hold on. Okay, I am such a klutz. I hit two buttons at one time and I hung them up. I apologize for that. Okay, so what we said when we were coming out of the break is let's go ahead and just kind of do the Reader's Digest version of the ketogenic diet. You and I have done an entire show on this, Dr. D'Agostino. But, you know, just the fat to protein and carb ratio, how people have to eat in order to get into a state of ketosis, how long it takes, that sort of thing.
Sure. The ketogenic diet, my definition, I think it should be any diet that produces a sustained elevation of blood ketone levels. And that involves a macronutrient profile or ratios are needed to achieve that. And typically it requires less than 25 grams in athletes. You know, you can go up to 50 or 100 grams of carbohydrates per day, but generally less than 25 grams of carbohydrates a day. And for about between 90 to 65% of your calories fat, and the balance being protein. So it's not a high protein diet. It's usually a moderate protein diet, high fat, and very low carbohydrates. Although I do find in athletes, some of them can do a moderate to high protein and moderate fat and very low carb diet. So what's going to keep a sedentary person in ketosis, the diet, it might be different than an athlete. So I want to make that clear. And the ketogenic diet has been used for drug-resistant or drug-refractory epilepsy.
Yeah.
And many people will ask, where are the randomized, controlled trials when it comes to this topic, when it comes to cancer? Well, I mean, people knew for years that the diet worked remarkably well for epilepsy, and where the trials weren't there. So you might have the same situation with cancer here. They're going to ask, well, if it worked, where's the randomized controlled trials? Jim Abrams was able to promote the idea of using the ketogenic diet because there was these case studies. And then finally, Johns Hopkins University, eventually the randomized or the controlled trials were completed, and it showed that the diet was pretty much better than drugs. Even when drugs failed, the diet worked in about two-thirds of the patients. So I think it's a grossly underutilized approach for epilepsy that was acknowledged now, and the efficacy has been acknowledged, and I think we're moving in that direction for cancer. I want to thank you for letting us get the word out, because I think you're doing a great job at just all the different topics you bring up. You're really getting your listeners onto a topic that I think could be very important for the future. And maybe, who knows, it might be part of the standard of care in the future. We're hoping it is.
Well, and you know what? Like I said before, I don't even want to wait for it to be the standard of care. I've heard when I was out at Quest last time, Ron Pena and I were talking, and he mentioned I think a doctor out on the West Coast who almost as a prophylactic, he gets himself into a state of ketosis 2 weeks or 3 weeks out of the year. Do you know who I'm talking about by any chance? No.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do. And there's a couple of people that do that. And that's an idea. Prevention is the cure, really. And we think that the ketogenic diet may, if you don't have cancer, but it's in your family, it might be a good idea for you to at least adopt this eating strategy for part of the time out of the year. For maybe 1 month, you get your body into kind of a deep set of ketosis, into that range, and you come out. Or you just generally follow a low-carb diet or do intermittent fasting. There's some variation. I mean, people will try different things to achieve that. But I think, bumping yourself in and out of ketosis may prevent cancer from occurring. And that's a study that we haven't done, the prevention of cancer. There's different animal models out there that are susceptible to tumors, and it would be interesting to see if you, early on in life, if you put them on a ketogenic diet, if those spontaneous tumors could be suppressed with time, because there's people walking around now, you know, and they do have, although cancer's not necessarily thought to be a genetic or hereditary, if you do have a predisposition for cancer, we think that you may be able to suppress it by through nutritional means, through enhancing your metabolism of the ketogenic diet.
One last question, I'll let you guys go. Because I know Dr. D'Agostino wants to go diving in the off the coast of Hawaii, where he is, lucky bastard. But anyway, if you're in ketosis and you go out with friends and you don't eat the way you normally do, do you bounce out of ketosis and then can you bounce right back in, or does it take the same couple days to get back into ketosis if you've been in a state of ketosis already, either by using intermittent fasting and or dietary regimen?
Yeah, I think the longer you stay on the ketogenic diet, and if you go off, the faster you get back on, because your body is accustomed to, your liver's kind of used to making ketones, producing them, and it's going to depend on your activity level and, you know, how much protein or excess carbohydrates you consume at any given meal. The kind of barometer for hepatic ketogenesis is really the liver level of glycogen, right? So if you kind of eat a big carbohydrate meal at night, you kind of use the glycogen throughout the night, but it's really going to be depleting that liver glycogen to a certain extent before your body starts pumping out ketones again. And that's where exogenous ketones can come into play. Because I know personally, you know, I feel better if my ketones are elevated. So if I bump myself out, I can artificially get them back up and be able to use that. You know, we think of it as an alternative energy source that's great for your brain and your heart and your muscles. So that's one of the benefits of exogenous ketones, is that it can kind of fill the gap there. But it's going to depend. I think if I consume 200-300 grams of carbohydrates on one day, it'd probably take me by the end of next day to really bump my ketone levels up naturally again.
I like using intermittent fasting to bump myself into a state of ketosis. I can easily fast for 72 hours and still feel fine. And I know, because I use those little sticks that I bought after you and I did that first show, that I can, you know, tinkle on. And that kind of gives me the answers there. Anyway, listen, it's been great having both of you on the show. I apologize for the technical difficulties. And bravo. All I can say, Dr. Poff, Dr. D'Agostino, is bravo for what you're doing. And I think that history is going to look back at this kind of work that you two are doing. And it's going to look very favorably that you guys were carrying a message of really prevention and cure, as opposed to what's going on in cancer research today. So that's it. That's all I can say. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Take care. So there you have it. If you know somebody who's had cancer, who has cancer, who's worried about getting cancer, these are the answers. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour, and, of course, our title sponsor, All-American EFX Sports. Check him out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click any of the All-American EFX banner ads today. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.